Hello and welcome to Opus on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek. Today, a fascinating glimpse of the musical life at the court of Charles V. We have a wonderful recording featuring the harp consort, which introduces the intricate Spanish art of improvisation, all documented by the composer Luis Venega de Ginestrosa, who lived from 1510 to 1570. We're going to hear a group of dances now entitled Entrada of Ginestrosa. We hear the harp consort now, directed by Andrew Lawrence King.
Thank you. Thank you.
A group of secular dances from Entrada, featuring the harp concert led by Andrew Lawrence King in music of Luis Veniga de Ginestrona, who lived from 1510 to 1570. And continuing on our track of early Spanish music, we're going to turn to a remarkable CD that I found. It's entitled A Tune Through Three Centuries, and features a broad cross-section of music from the 14, 15, and 1600s, and a rich gathering of European, Spanish, and even Italian secular works. The artistic and cultural exchange that took place all through the Middle Ages among the different European countries reached its peak during the Renaissance. The matrimonial ties existing among ruling families and the consequent weddings, banquets, baptisms, coronations, and other events brought about such relationships that gave way to a steady interchange in fashion, dance, artistic styles, and cultural currents. Reigning monarchs would be accompanied on their travels by the minstrels and singers who formed their respective musical chapels, and this custom gave rise to a fruitful musical exchange. As feudalism gradually gave way to a more modern understanding of citizens' rights and obligations, we remember, appalled, how Bach himself was imprisoned for daring to leave the court of Weimar. Leading musicians were constantly on the lookout for better jobs. Thus we find the great lutenist and composer John Dowland, for example, visiting courts in many different parts of Europe. Spanish musicians traveled to the leading European courts, while Spain received a constant inflow of musicians from Italy, France, Germany, Flanders, and England. And we're going to hear now a series of works from a variety of composers, including Francesco Canova de Milano, Michael Pretorius, Francisco de la Torre, Carlos Verade, and many others now, as we hear this remarkable CD, La España, A Tune Through Three Centuries, featuring the ensemble Atria Musicae du Madrid, now on Opus. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've been listening to L'Espagna, a tune through three centuries, and music of Michael Pretorius, Giles Farnaby, Antonio de Cabas, and many other composers, some of them anonymous. Music of the 14th, 15th, and 1600s, and a very rich gathering of music from Spain, France, Flanders, and Italy. We hope you've enjoyed our early music secular offerings today. I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Opus, hoping you will again tune in a week from today for Opus on Siouxland Public Media. This is Siouxland Public Media, KWIT Sioux City 90.3 and KOJI Okoboji 90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College.